Welcome to this podcast about Roller Bay and Noise Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Roller Bay is located on the west coast of Noise Island, near a prehistoric rock shelter on Cape Addington to the south and Cape Ulitka to the north, about 122 miles southeast of Sitka and 24 miles west of Craig, Alaska. In 1923, the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey named it for the rolling waves and squalls that enter its 2.5-mile-wide mouth from the open ocean. Captain George Vancouver named Cape Addington in 1794 after Henry Addington, then Speaker of Britain's House of Commons and later Prime Minister from 1801 to 1804. Noise Island, about 7 miles across, lies in the Gulf of Esquibel off Prince of Wales Island's west coast within Tongass National Forest. William H. Dahl named it in 1879 for William M. Noise, stationed in Alaska with the Coast and Geodetic Survey from 1873 to 1880. The island forms part of the Prince of Wales Archipelago, representing the Alexander Terrane, a tectonic accretionary complex of volcanic island arc, turbidites, silicious shale, chert, and limestone. The Port San Antonio Fault runs through Cape Addington's base, separating Noise Island's volcanic basalt from the Cape's limestone, which wave action and dissolution erode readily, creating karst topography and extensive caves. Several large sea caves on Cape Addington now sit above sea level beyond the wave's reach. As glaciers melted toward the end of the last glacial maximum, relative sea level rose, peaking around 9,000 years ago at 30 feet above present levels. The melting ice released pressure, triggering ongoing isostatic rebound that lowered relative sea level and elevated the caves. One sea cave has a main entrance 100 feet wide and 50 feet high, with smaller entrances connected by archways. Sitting 50 feet above present mean sea level, it extends 246 feet into the limestone cliff, where cavers found a whalebone dated to roughly 5,000 years ago. In 1994, archaeologists discovered a sea cave with a deep shell midden about 52 feet above sea level. Excavation in 1997 suggested the cultural deposit was no older than 2,000 years, and that people occupied the cave mainly from 50 to 1500 AD. The midden yielded a large faunal assemblage dominated by California mussel, Mytilus californianus. The most common mammals, fish and birds, were deer, harbor seal, halibut, salmon, Pacific cod, eagle, and albatross. The earliest activities from 50 to 260 AD were halibut fishing and deer and fur seal hunting. From 260 to 660 AD, Pacific cod bones suggest spring occupation when these fish are most abundant. Sea otter remains dated from 660 to 860 AD, while salmon and halibut fluctuated in relative abundance, but both became fishing targets after 1000 AD. The site may have been occupied for only a few weeks in some years, perhaps not at all in others. The midden data could not determine the occupants' ethnicity. Noise Island lies in the traditional territory of both the Tlingit and Kaigani Haida peoples, depending on the source consulted, and the foods consumed are not sufficiently distinctive. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.